The Los Angeles Times published an opinion piece this week titled Post-Traumatic Iraq Syndrome. Its subtitle, The War is Lost. Americans should begin to deal with what that means. The author is Christopher Fettweiss. He's an assistant professor of national security affairs at the U.S. Naval War College, but the views in the article are his own. He joins us from member station WRNI in Providence, Rhode Island. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you for having me here, sir.
First of all, what makes you so sure that the war is lost?
Well, I take no pleasure in this, but I look back through history and notice that it's very difficult for any democracy to sustain a war once its people have turned against it. And we see it, we saw it in 2006, and we're likely to see it again in 2008, that politicians are going to be able to win elections on the basis of withdrawing or drawing down our troop levels. It doesn't appear to be that the United States is going to be able to sustain this war for much longer. I don't know of any example of a modern democracy that changed its mind once it had turned against a war.
How do you define lost in this context? I mean, certainly the U.S. military could continue to fight. So what does losing in Iraq mean?
I think that's a great question, and that's an important point, because I don't think it's particularly appropriate to actually use the terms winning and losing or think of it as if it were a cribbage match or a football game. The war is likely to be a lot more gray than we're comfortable with. But in the final analysis, that doesn't matter, because that's how people interpret war. And it's going to be difficult to avoid the impression that the United States has, in fact, lost this, because we've set it up somehow, for some reason, that the only way we can win is if we leave Iraq with a functioning, flourishing Jeffersonian democracy where everyone's happy and terrorism diminishes and everything is great in the Middle East. That's going to be tough to achieve.
I believe you said in your op-ed piece that there is a danger that Iraq could turn out something like Lebanon or maybe pre-war Afghanistan, where certainly al-Qaeda flourished, and in the chaos of Iraq, couldn't al-Qaeda flourish there as well?
When we think about disasters, we also often think back to Vietnam immediately, which was a greater moral disaster, but it was basically strategically irrelevant. No bad string of dominoes followed the loss in Vietnam that we all feared. Iraq may be different. It's possible that the region could descend into more violence. I don't think it's particularly likely, but it is possible it could turn out to be the greatest disaster we've ever seen in foreign policy.
You suggested that Vietnam was a worse moral failure. Explain that.
There was a lot more bloodshed in Vietnam. 60,000 Americans, give or take, died, and somewhere between 1 and 2 million Vietnamese. 75,000 people have died on both sides of the Iraq War. So the Vietnam War is a much greater moral debacle.
Mm-hmm. What is the political blowback for this? If, as you predict, the U.S. leaves this war and it's considered a loss?
As much as we like to see the underdog win, the Hoosiers story of the little school beating the big behemoth, it's really tough to take if you're on the side of the behemoth. And the way societies and individuals deal with defeat lots of times is to explain it. We have to make sure we know why we were defeated and who was at fault in order to learn lessons from this and move on and assure ourselves that it won't ever happen again. And assure ourselves that it wasn't us that lost, it was these other people. We have scapegoats either in the media or on campuses or the Iraqis themselves or the generals or the neocons. There'll be fingers pointed in many different directions. But the central lesson of this war, in my view, should be not how it was fought, but that it was fought at all was decisive.
Christopher Fettweiss teaches national security decision-making at the U.S. Naval War College. He joined us from member station WRNI in Providence, Rhode Island. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.